Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast and on video is Mark Braun, chairman of React Group. That's R-E-A-T ticker. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Oh, good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, a bit embarrassing. I came back from holidays yesterday. I'm looking at you and you're more tan than me.
Yeah, I came back from holiday 2 weeks ago. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, it was cloudy for me. That's my excuse. Anyway, so we're going to be discussing your interim results for the six-month period ended the 31st of March, 2024. And they're looking very good. And in fact, I've recently written a book. It's going to be published later. And your company is one of the examples in the book. Because I talk about, I focus on microcaps a lot, and I talk about companies that achieved 1,000% return or more over the last 10 years, and you've achieved that, and there's certain traits to that. It seems like those traits are continuing. Before we get into some of the results, Mark, could you explain for people not familiar with the React Group what you do, please?
Yeah, we are a specialist cleaning and soft FM facility management services business. We operate in a number of specialist areas. We have sort of three major sort of divisions. The first one, which is the original business, is very much an emergency cleaning business. We do some pretty ugly work at pretty unsociable hours, cleaning up messes all over the country. They range from fatalities on the road or on the railway, which can be pretty ugly, to dealing with antisocial behavior or the results of it and so on and so forth. And that's one part of the business. The second part of the business is what we call soft FM services, which is all the sort of cleaning and pest control components within the cleaning environment. It's a more regular contract cleaning, but we operate at more of a specialist end of that. We deal in sectors where you need some knowledge about the sector and how to clean in that sector. So, for example, healthcare, education, some of the heavy industrials in the country, and also the rail systems. And then the third and final area is commercial window cleaning. We actually operate what we believe is the largest single network of window cleaners in the country. We have over 300 members representing about 12 or 1300 actual window cleaners. And we clean properties all across the high street, into shopping centers and office buildings throughout the UK. So that's the business. Why it's quite unique is that you have very, very large cleaning companies or FM companies who tend to really more manage contracts rather than perform them. So they rely on smaller subcontractors to perform those contracts. And then you have hundreds, if not thousands, of smaller companies that do bits of what I've just described. We're a somewhat of a consolidator. We're probably one of the largest specialist cleaning companies in the country. Therefore, our competition is either the very, very biggest companies who can't do the level of work we do, and therefore we tend to be a subcontractor to some of them, or you get the very smaller companies that are very good at what they do, but only doing one thing in one particular geography. So we're quite unique, and that's where the growth is coming from.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of the results from the 6 months to the 31st of March. And in fact, I'll share the screen here because you see this in black and white. And it looks all good. What's really interesting as well, not only revenue increase, but you say there you've got a lot of repeat recurring revenue as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the design since we first got involved with the business 4 or 5 years ago. When we got involved with the business 4 or 5 years ago, it was very good at delivering customer service. The kind of things we did were great. You know, you go and clear up unfortunate incidents on the railway so that a train carriage can be used again. Customers are pretty happy when you can do that and do it quickly and efficiently. But the problem is you're always waiting for the next job, and therefore there's no real predictability to the revenue. So we've worked hard over the last 4 or 5 years to develop the profile of our business so that now greater than 85% of our revenue comes from recurring repeat business with both small and large contracts. And then the emergency cleaning is very much more the sort of sharp end of the spear. It's what gets us into a customer. And from there, we can create a longer term relationship.
Yeah, yeah. So take us through some of the highlights, if you could, financially.
Yeah, I think the key here is this is not a splash in the pan. This is our fifth year of generating double-digit organic growth. So that's the first point to be made. The team are brilliant. They have a great track record at understanding market needs, of engaging with the customers, and growing the business. We've generated 35% growth in profits and 35% increase in free cash flow from just a 13% increase in the period in terms of revenue. So, you know, we're starting to show that as we scale, you know, we're now sort of, you know, greater than 20 million revenue. When we started this journey, we were only 4 million. As we scale, we're able to, you know, leverage our operational efficiencies and drive more profit and cash from that underlying business.
Yeah, absolutely. And going forward, I mean, what's your plan? I mean, are you, like I said, you know, looking at other opportunities? There's lots of smaller operators out there. Are there any of you have your eye on?
So I think the key here is that there's two parts to growth. One is organic, and we're an organic growth play. You know, we want to continue to demonstrate that we can grow both new customers, but also there's a tremendous opportunity amongst the customers we have. I should mention, we've got over 1,200 customers that we do business with. More than 240, 250 of those are material in terms of revenue. And our top 10 customers represent about 40% of our revenue. Now that profile says to us that there's an awful lot more work to be done with the existing customers that we've got as we've expanded our range of service offerings. So cross-selling our services to our existing customers is part of that organic growth, as well as winning new customers. So that's one element of growth. That's always going to continue. That's very much the sort of engine of our business, driven by the CEO, who is a tremendous operator in terms of sales and marketing. That's Sean Toke. And then separately, you know, we have the potential now for inorganic growth. We've done two acquisitions in the last 4 years. We acquired a business called Fidelis, which got us into that soft services FM space. That's high recurring revenues, relatively modest margins, but we're actually high for the sector at around 27%. What we've done since we've owned that business is we've more than doubled the revenue. We've taken it from about a 4.8 million revenue business to, you know, getting on for nearly 12 million now. And we've done that through the cross-selling and also upselling to customers that have more work that we know we can do. We also acquired just under 2 years ago the commercial cleaning business I described, which is Ladders Free. We've grown that by about 35% so far, and that continues to be a strong growth pattern for us. And we want to use that track record to look at other opportunities to acquire. We're going to do it sensibly. We're going to try not to be distracted, hence the fact that I'm spending most of my time on that, and the operational team, you know, Sean and Spencer can carry on with the operational side of the business. And we'll be very deliberate. We have a methodology. We are only looking at businesses that are relevant to our sector. You know, we're not looking about going off piste. We want it to be relevant. We're looking at quality businesses where, you know, what they do has a high degree of customer satisfaction, and they're proud and clearly want to be a market leader in what they do. And the other thing we want to make sure of is that there's a good cultural fit. We want people that want to get up in the morning and go to work and deliver that kind of service. So that's what we're looking for. But the objective clearly is to continue to grow, because we know that we're not just about bolting on acquisitions for what they bring. We're also about acquiring those acquisitions and making more of them, as we have done with both Fidelis and Ladders 3. So yes, inorganic growth, you know, M&A is back on the table for us to look at what we're going to do next.
Yeah. But do you know what? I love microcap companies, because I think, you know, really want to achieve growth and upside potential in investing. Of course, they can be a bit more volatile, higher risk, but you have to have quality factors to look for. And that's why I created something called the Microcap League. And on this league, I look at companies that I've selected, and there's 135 companies on this list. And I've got to say, you are now number 25, 26, I think it is. But that is likely to go up very soon, looking at the chart. And I'll explain why. So, actually, first of all, this is your tail of the tape, as it were. All green here, which is very nice. Microcap 16, enterprise value 14, more cash than debt, of course. Good volume there, but operating cash flow from the full year results. And your scoring, the most important scores are growth, value, momentum. Now, you score top on growth, you're almost top on value, and momentum's coming in nearly, because you've got two of the three most important metrics. But if we scroll down to half year results, you know, everything pretty much, look at that, is operating profit growth, net profit growth, it's all up. Price to sales below one, EBITDA 7, good health, efficiency, like you say, you are 27%, but for your industry, you're saying that's quite high. That's improved, though, from the half year, from the full year. So it's all going in the right direction. Yeah, operating margins improved, and return on capital has improved. So it's all going in the right direction. All we're looking for is this 200 days across the 50 days, and we're nearly there. That would give you an extra sort of about 9 points, which means you'd probably be in the top 10 then of companies. So you must be happy with how things are going. They seem to be heading in the right direction, Mark, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Look, we've got a fantastic team and we've been growing it. We were bootstrapped for the first two or three years. The company that we got involved with, you know, had quite a few challenges. And we've turned it around in a bootstrapped way. We've now, over the last sort of year, started to evolve and develop the management team further. Sean Doak, as the CEO, has been there since the start. And we've brought in a new CFO who I've worked with before, who's very strong. Andrea Pankhurst, our previous CFO, still working in the company. She did a fantastic job in those first 4 years, but you know, it was at a point where she wanted to take a slightly different pathway in terms of work-life balance. So we've managed ourselves through that process. And we go from strength to strength. It's not been a sprint, it's been a bit of a marathon. But we're looking at the next phase with a lot of optimism. You know, there is a long way to go and a lot of growth left in the tank, I think.
Yeah, excellent stuff. But Mark, it's good to chat to you. Like I say, if you keep performing, no doubt you'll be even in the top five, probably, the microcap leagues. It seems to go in the right direction. By the way, pre and post COVID, has attitudes to change to cleaning and hygiene, has that changed on a larger scale or not?
I think there's a lot that can be said about this. The answer to the question in simple terms is yes. People are much more aware of their surroundings and wanting to be somewhere clean. And our customers, our services are pretty non-discretionary. You know, our customers basically have to make the decision, do I clean up this mess, or do I suffer the wrath of either health and safety or our customers walking away? So it's the work has to be done. It has to be done well. So yeah, there is a greater, consciousness, I think, of cleanliness and, You know, and if you've got brands that rely on, you know, cleanliness, think food, for example. You know, then it's going to be quite important you give that that appearance, and you know, clearly that's important to us as a business. And look, COVID was not great for many businesses, including ours, actually, in terms of you know, the actual revenue performance, because it remained relatively static as we replaced work that wasn't being done with work to deal with COVID. We were one of the big players in the decontamination space. But what it did do for us positively is it put React on the map amongst a large number of very large companies, and therefore we got called upon for advice and guidance, and we've turned that now into downstream business post-COVID. So, you know, it's had its challenges, and it's also had its opportunities.
Yeah, but I would say, I mean, it's probably a long-term trend. I can't see, you know, health and hygiene becoming more lax. I think if anything, it's going to get more tighter, more control, isn't it, really?
Well, I think so. But as I say, there's nothing greater, you know, demand that's created by, you know, public awareness. Yeah. You know, I think if the public are conscious of, you know, what it means, and I still see people, you know, wearing masks today. You know, I think that if people are just that more discerning, you know, I personally think the world would be a better place. You know, I don't want to catch something by accident. I'd much rather be, you know, visiting places or using vehicles or whatever that I had a degree of confidence had actually been cleaned.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've heard lots of people, including my wife, say, why were things that clean before? You say, why, you know, that shouldn't have been done. That should have been done. We shouldn't have had a pandemic to realize maybe we should have been a lot tighter, a lot stricter.
Well, hygiene, you know? It can sometimes be a little bit like insurance, can't it? That, you know, you, if you don't claim, you tend to, you know, undervalue it until you need a claim. I would just say to you that a lot of our customers actually now need to not just make sure the place is clean, they need to be seen to be making it clean. Otherwise, their brand will suffer, without a doubt.
Yeah, exactly. Mark, good to chat to you. Hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Indeed. Well, thank you.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.